We dropped behind Arb yet again. I had lost track of how many times we had swung in and out of the Davin Ernud's line of sight. The others were strapping themselves down to the thrust structures under the coal-black mirror. I was up underneath the decoy, running through the final 17 items on a checklist that was 200 lines long. "Pull in the inflation lanyard," I proclaimed, and did. "It's done." I couldn't hear the hiss of escaping gas in space, but I could feel it in the hand that was gripping the frame of the decoy.
"Check,"
Leo said. "Monitoring inflation process," I said, numbly reading the next line of techno bullshite. The listless wad of painted fabric, which we'd been using as a garbage receptacle for the last day, stirred and began to show some backbone as internal struts filled with gas and began to stiffen. For a while, I was afraid it was failing, not enough gas or something. But finally, over the course of a few seconds, it snapped open.
"Status?"
Leo demanded. Down under the mirror, he could see nothing.
"The status is, it's so beautiful I wish I could climb into it and go for a ride."
"Check."
"Commencing visual inspection," I said. I spent a minute clambering over the thing, admiring its origami attitude thrusters, its paper light, memory wire, and polyfilm antennas, its hand-painted scorch marks, and other marvels of stagecraft the laboratory at the Convox must have toiled over for weeks. I found a thruster that had failed to unfold and popped it loose with my fingers. Whacked on a creased struck until it inflated itself properly. Flicked off a clinging stripe of kitchen wrap.
"It's good," I announced.
"Check."
The remaining items on the list were mostly valve openings and pressure checks down among the engines. I was conscious that a plumbing failure here would kill me, but had to get on with it. 10 minutes to line of sight. The final step was to set a digital timer for 5 minutes and to start the countdown. Leo's final check was still in my ears when I felt a mighty yank on my safety line. Osa hauling me in. A few seconds later, I was down beneath the mirror and the others were strapping me down as if I were a homicidal maniac at the end of a day-long chase. All communications had devolved to a series of checklist items and clipped announcements. 8 minutes to line of sight. My suit's airbags inflated. Light flared as the mirror's engines came on, and I felt the thrust against my back. As usual, our faces were aimed in the wrong direction so we could not see that anything was happening. But this time around, we had a spiely feed to watch, so we were able to see the balloon and the decoy dwindling into the distance. By the time that the 5-minute timer expired, the decoy was so far away that we could see nothing of it except for a single blue-white pixel as its engines fired. A few minutes into its burn, the geometers could see it too, because by then, the Davin Ernud's orbit had taken it back into line of sight. Our engines had performed their mission of kicking us into a new trajectory that would get us up to the same altitude as the geometers. We'd never use them again, so we were back in freefall. The in-suit airbags deflated. I loosened a couple of straps and twisted around so that I could see the decoy. Its engines continued to burn for another minute or so, as if it were making a spirited attempt to climb up out of low orbit and get on an intercept course with the Davin Ernud. Then it blew up. It was supposed to. Rather than wait for the pedestal to do something about it, something we couldn't predict, something that might have unwanted side effects on us, the designers of the mission had deliberately programmed the engines to open the wrong valve at the wrong moment. So it flew apart. There wasn't much in the way of fire, and obviously we couldn't hear the boom. The thing just turned into a rapidly expanding mess of smithereens and ceased to exist. Only a few minutes later, we began to see streaks of fire drawn across the atmosphere below us as chunks of it began to re-enter. The pedestal, we hoped, would think that our pathetic gambit had failed because of a malfunctioning rocket engine, which was all too plausible, and would put all of their sensors to work, snapping pictures of the debris, greedily vacuuming up all the intelligence they could get before it was engulfed and burned by the atmosphere. The cold black mirror they would not see.